It's an early Monday morning. Moms, dads, and their toddlers at Clifton Cultural Arts Center take part in Miss Nancy's Music Garden class.
Sing hello to Henry, Henry, Henry.
Nancy Huey, or Miss Nancy, leads a group of about 15 toddlers and their parents, grandparents, or babysitters. Huey says Music Garden is comprehensive music education without any pressure.
Everybody is musical, so the earlier that you catch that and start reinforcing that musical development, the more likely it is that that will be with them for the rest of their life.
Is it possible, though, that some people just have a gift and other people don't?
You know, so many people think that. So many people tell me, I can't sing. I don't have any musical talent. There are a few people, a very small percentage, of people that maybe have something wrong with their auditory system, that they can't hear the notes and they can't sing. But for 95% of the people in the world, that's not true. We can all sing if we get that basis, we get that rhythm in us, we get those tones in us at a young age especially.
In college, Nancy Huey started out as a music major and switched to elementary education. Then she raised 7 children of her own and enjoyed music with them. 3 years ago, she became certified in Music Garden, an international program that originated in Germany in the 90s. Huey uses it as her guide to introduce music as a language. She says it's a very natural approach, similar to the work of Italian physician and educator Maria Montessori.
It builds music, the musical language, so musical skills, but then at the same time, the movement and the aural skills that are enforced in Music Garden also are great for neural development. It's just a great developmental program for the young kids.
Huey says in the classes, it looks like they're just having fun, but the curriculum is well developed.
We always have beats that we clap, tones that we repeat, and then dancing, listening. Listening is a big component of the program as well. Always there's something that they have to sit still and concentrate and listen to, because that's so important, and it's a skill that's kind of lost in our noisy, noisy world.
Many families, like the Amsterdams, have more than one child in the program. Stay-at-home mom Alexis Amsterdam says music is an important part of life, so both 5-year-old Naomi and 18-month-old Sonia take part.
I started with my oldest daughter when she was 10 months, and then she continued on, and she's still doing it now when she's almost 5. So she's been listening to the same songs, and there's lots of CDs each session, and she loves listening to the music, so it's really her music of choice when we're in the car. So they've been hearing the music since they were babies, and then now she's taking the class that's geared towards older children from 4 to 6, and they're learning how to read music and play some instruments, but the songs that they are using are the same songs that they've been listening to since she was a baby. So it's really neat to see the development over time.
Classes are 14 weeks long. They're offered for toddlers, preschoolers, families, and even babies. And Nancy Huey bases success on how the children change and progress. She says as the children get older, the skills build. All kids are welcomed, including those with special needs. Nancy Huey, or Miss Nancy, plans to continue expanding her classes because the benefits are endless.
I really just love to share music. It's, I think, one of the most important things in the world.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.